today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
But first, we look at the calendar. What date is today? Today, Saturday, is the 8th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Imran, verse 19 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. And those who were given the scripture did not differ except after knowledge had come to them, out of jealous animosity between themselves. And whoever disbelieves in the verses of Allah, then indeed, Allah is swift in taking account.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The spirit of religion is the very submission to Allah. Next to the statement of the unity of Allah, the Quran refers to the oneness of religion. Thus, the true religion with Allah's surrender or the submission of the self of adherent to the will or command of Allah. The spirit of religion, in fact, in any time and period, is not anything but submission to divine will.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
So, what do we have for characteristics of Islamic daily life? Far from being a once-a-week kind of faith, Islam is more of an encompassing lifestyle than just one part of life. Islam's holy text, including the Quran and the Hadith, include guidance and direction for virtually every aspect of life, from socializing to praying. The daily life of a Muslim is heavily influenced by the words of Allah and the Prophet. Islam teaches that the purpose of a Muslim's life is to worship Allah and to devote oneself to seeking His love. It is natural for a human being to love Allah and desire to win His love because that love is ingrained into a person's soul before birth. Muslims recite the adhan, call to prayer, in an infant's right ear immediately after birth. Therefore, from the very beginning, the child is subconsciously attracted to the truth and beauty of the Creator.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Actually, we want to have a look at this question that, considering today's modern world and changing era, is religion still functional? What functions does it have? We believe that Islam is the only religion that can have positive function at all times and in all ages, and other religions do not have such capabilities, because only Islam is the final religion and the most complete religion of the messenger. Basically, the domain of religion is completely different from the domain of science and technology. The reason for man's need for religion is the existence of things that man cannot achieve with his intellect, sense, and experience. This matter, that is, the limitation of our perceptive tools, has been confirmed by reason in philosophical discussions, and the Quran also refers to it and says, "Allamakum ma lam takunu ta'lamun." He taught you what you could not know. With this definition, human beings will never reach a point where they don't need religion. Religion has plans and solutions for humans in three parts and tries to correct three types of communications: man's relationship with himself, man's relationship with others, that is, nature and society, and man's relationship with God. Therefore, man pays attention to both the world and the hereafter. Islam seeks to improve the world that will improve the hereafter as well. And such a thing is beyond the responsibility of worldly ethics.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special and the daily routines of successful Muslims. One of them is waking up early in the morning. Yeah, the morning hours are the most precious hours of our life. It's where the daily starts, and it will define the shape how the rest of your day will be. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny prayed to Allah to make morning hours more blessed to his ummah. O Allah, bless my nation in their early morning, what they do early in the morning. The first step you can take is to set your alarm just 10 minutes before Fajr, and you can gradually increase it as you get accustomed to waking up early.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa Rabbuna al-hadi al-wadud fadluhu mil'ul wujud 'afwuhu khayrun wajud fartaji dawman ridha.
Now let's look at amazing tips for new Muslims. One of the tips is respecting our parents. heaven lies under the feet of your mother, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Keeping up a good relationship with your family is essential. Try to avoid bringing up or taking part in controversial subjects regarding religion. This is almost unavoidable, but your parents will eventually accept that Islam is not going to turn you into a terrorist if you stay calm during these tense moments. Gradually, your parents will gain some respect and understanding of Islam and may start to become genuinely interested. This is a great sign, and inshallah, God will make a way for them to accept Islam. What you do not want to do is act like you know everything. Attempt to debate everything, or overly defend yourself in a way that might make you angry or upset. This will just cause heartache and uneasiness. Your priority now should be to work on just yourself, inshallah.
When we look at this issue, يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that the Imams have been sent to guide people according to the command and amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping that aspect in mind, I would like to share with you a hadith from our 8th Imam, where he talks about the practical implications of Iman. What does it mean to be a mu'min? Is it just a verbal statement, or does it mean something else? And this is a very famous hadith that we see from the Imam on this issue, which has been narrated from reliable sources in our books. And it's important that Imam talks about it, where he says, لا يكون المؤمن مؤمنا حتى يكون فيه ثلاثة خصال. A mu'min cannot be considered as a mu'min. Or a mu'min is not a mu'min until he has three qualities. What are these three qualities that he is talking about? He says these three qualities which actually show that a person is truly a mu'min are sunnatun min rabbihi, wa sunnatun min nabiyihi, wa sunnatun min waliyihi. There are three qualities that a mu'min has to acquire. One, from the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnatun min rabbihi. He has to inculcate one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own character, in his own personality. Wa sunnatun min nabiyihi. And he should take one quality from his nabi and work on it and inculcate that quality in himself or herself. And number three, وَسُنَّةٌ مِنْ وَلِيِّهِ. And he needs to take one quality from the Imam of his time or the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya, and the Aimma, and inculcate that quality in his own personality. Then he explains. Number one, the trait or the quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Imam wants us to inculcate in ourselves. فَكِتْمَانُ السِّرْ. What does كِتْمَانُ السِّرْ mean? It means to conceal the secrets. The quality that we have to adapt from the qualities of Rasulullah, inculcate that quality within ourselves, is مُدَارَاتُ النَّاسِ, which means to be lenient and gentle with the people. A third quality he has to adapt from the Imam, from the Ma'soom, from the Ahlul Bayt. فَأَمَّا السُّنَّ مِنْ وَلِيِّهِ. And what is that quality? He says, فَالصَّبْرُ فِي الْبَعْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. To inculcate this quality of sabr and patience at all times. Thank you.
Okay, brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. From IRIB English Radio, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.